Yeah, g'day, man. How you going?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. Thanks for talking to us this morning.
You're right, no worries.
Now, we didn't see Gumball last year after the 10th anniversary of the festival. Where did you guys go?
Yeah, we had a bit of a break, I guess. 10 years was a long time for us to be kind of head down, sort of bum up going for it. It was, I think it was a bit of an achievement for us to sort of build something from the ground up after 10 years. So we went to the States for a couple of months and had a bit of a holiday, and we were meant to get married, but we're actually getting married later on this year.
So
we just scrapped the wedding plans and just went and spent it all on road tripping around the States. So it was a very fun thing to do.
Well, as long as you guys had a good time.
Yeah, man. Yeah, awesome.
Now, it is a difficult time for festivals here in Australia, many big and small ones going under. What do you think keeps Gumball going strong?
Well, I guess we're just pretty... We're pretty sort of down to earth with, you know, the property. It's our family property. You know, I've sort of, everything that we've done each year, it's always been somewhere like a permanent or some kind of infrastructure's been built that's helped us into the next year. And, you know, we've got a site now that's pretty well set up. And, you know, we don't go outside our comfort zone either. So it's always, you know, just gradual, steady growth. You know, word of mouth is the best way to grow a festival, and it's definitely the hardest way, but, you know, it's a very sustainable way too, so.
And it sounds like quite, as you mentioned, on your family's property, so quite a small sort of independent operation. Just how hard is it sort of getting a festival organised like this?
Oh, it's pretty hard, mate. For the 10 years that I was doing Gumball, I was also working full-time in construction as well, so... you know, like, I often forget how hard it was, really, but, you know, people would remind you of that, and you'd come up with an idea to do something and be like, don't you remember all the shit that you went through there? You know, you just kind of become a little bit blasé about that sort of stuff. But, you know, I mean, the festivals roll around and, you know, everything's just magical. Like, so many people, I've met so many people that come and help us out and that come to the festival and just tell us how awesome it is and, you know, can't wait for the next one. And, you know, that alone's the drive for us, you know, just to see so many people enjoying what we've created. And essentially they all created as well. The people love Gumball, and the fact that it's on our family property, there's a lot of respect, and kids, you know, I guess a lot of people are surprised about how it actually works like that. You put a lot of faith into the people, and you know, it's amazing what can come out, you know.
Yeah, and this year is a pretty tasty in terms of lineups, like some great Australian bands and a few international acts as well. Who are you most looking forward to seeing?
Oh, it's a big question. You know, everybody on that bill's, you know, sort of been handpicked in a way. Like, it's always, the Gumball's all about diversity with the acts and stuff, you know, so there's like hip-hop and there's funk and there's rock and there's everything. I play myself, you know, I'm not actually playing the Gumball at this point, but, you know, I'm sort of more folk country, old country sort of styling. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, obviously UMI in the front yard is a bit of an achievement for us. Like, I can only say, you know, 12 years ago when we started doing this, that would have been a bit of a pipe dream, and
be
here now, and, you know, Dan Sultan, you know, like there's bands on that bill like William Crichton, who's a friend of mine, and he's an amazing performer, and he's releasing an album in March, and you know, people are going to look for that guy if they don't know him already. And, you know, Citizen K is great. I haven't seen him before, but I love that music. You know, it's just it's all fairly exciting, that's for sure.
Now, what I love about reading the website as well is that you put a lot of effort into the actual experience of the festival, like people going and staying and camping there. You know, there's a glamping element, which is glamorous camping. There's hot showers, which would be a pretty popular item, I imagine. Special breakfast yoga.
I built them, put it in.
You built the hot showers yourself.
Yeah. That's the kind of stuff that helps, you know. Like, we've built showers and we've got some toilets, and, you know, we get a lot more in for the Gumball because it's the biggest event that we do, but... You know, we've got a lot of those facilities, and they're good facilities, you know. So, in terms of experience, it's the camping side of things. For me, it's kind of like it's just second nature to be out there. But I know for a lot of people that I think don't get the opportunity to kind of wake up in the bush with just the birds cheeping and, you know, it is a cool, I know when I've gone away for a long time, I can't wait to get back, that's for sure.
Well, it sounds fantastic, Matt. It's all happening in April. Thanks so much for talking to us on 2SER this morning.
No worries, man. Thanks a lot. And I hope everyone comes up and checks it out. It's, I think we're going to sell out this year, just quietly.
Well, let's hope so. Matt, thanks so much for talking to us.
Cheers, buddy. See you, man.